On the Clancy, Matt and Kimber catch-up, a Perth bloke built a 12-metre water slide in his backyard, but we asked you, what have you seen over the neighbour's fence?
Janelle Koenig tells us how we should speak to children.
And our Matt winds back the clock with his love for the great gentleman's game, cricket.
I don't like cricket.
You love it, man.
Oh, no.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber are always fresh weekday mornings. For the freshest local produce, discover more at australiasouthwest.com/secretspotsandstories.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Now, life is full of so many pleasures and treasures. You know, you can find love, you can find a great job. You know, there are many things to be grateful for.
Mm.
But for me personally, the greatest thing in life is a water slide.
Slip, slip and slide. You can put it on your lawn. Turn the water on, then you run, run, run. And you slide on your tongue.
The slip and slide, surely, you know, Princess Margaret Hospital had more admissions from that particular piece of summer fun than any other toy.
So worth it.
Oh, it was so worth it. You just put it on the ground and I think we used to put detergent on there to make it even extra slippier.
Oh, super slippery.
Smash into the wall.
Because that was the best we had.
Yeah, you went to Hillary's the other day. That must break your heart seeing those bits and pieces of the slide up there at the Great Escape.
It is. It's like a water slide graveyard.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart. Well, Luke Newton. Luke Newton is this young man.
A new Perth hero, I think you'll
find.
He's
an absolute hero. He's gone and erected a 12-metre long, 4.5-metre drop, three-lane colossus into his backyard swimming pool in Heathridge. He found it from an old indoor play centre, took him two trips to get it in there, and it's erected. And, of course, I mean, I want to go to Luke's place.
Yeah, I mean, there's photos of him and his mates just going down this water slide into his pool, and it looks rad.
Yeah. They're calling it the People's Slide. Can we have a recount on the West Australian of the Year?
Oh, totally.
Sorry, Sam.
Totally. Now, of course, and we tried to speak to Luke, but he's become a celebrity.
Yeah.
He's signed an exclusive deal with one of the television stations,
apparently.
So he's too big for us now.
We can't talk to him.
But I still love him. And, of course, he immediately got a phone call from the council, like within hours of setting it up, going, you can't do that because there is the significant risk of serious injury or death.
Right.
Which I would suggest is exactly why it's so awesome.
Well, that's true. But this is probably just, I guess, a neighbour has looked over the fence or heard everyone having a rad time and gone.
Hang on, what's going on over there?
You can't miss it. You don't really have to look over the fence with this one because you can see it in the paper this morning.
But it would be quite a surprise if you popped your head over the fence and went, there's now a 12-metre water slide next door.
Yeah, that's I'm living in adventure world.
Yeah.
Well, he's not trying to be difficult either. He said, I'm happy to work with the council, but I don't want them to shut it down because I've put it up. And he said, neighbours who don't normally talk to each other have been coming over just to have a look at it and say g'day.
Yeah,
that's community.
That.
It is community. It's a good spirit to have. But I think it pays not to look over the neighbour's fence sometimes.
Yes.
Because sometimes you're not. Like, I mean, I had a neighbour who I was looking for a dog toy that I thought had gone over the fence.
Sure.
And I just innocently looked over and saw my neighbour's glowing butt crack.
Oh,
because
Kimber had a crack.
Well, he was not completely nude. He was wearing gardening gloves, but the rest of him was nude. And I think he was doing the weeding. Like he was on one of those little soft, kneeling down. And I just saw butt crack and went, I'll just retreat back down the fence and quietly go back inside, pretend I didn't see.
Park your bike in there.
Doing it in the buff.
As you do. But, you know, you never know what you're going to find when you look at the neighbour's place.
Yeah, I remember as a kid living in Karrinup that it was just purely envy of the things I'd see over the fence. Mm. I'd look down the street there, or I lived in Padstow Street, and the neighbours, they all had pools, and we just had one of those, you know, those above-ground pools. Didn't really have a filter. You'd put chlorine in every day.
Absolutely.
You look at their pool, and then you would look at then these kids next door had electric cars. I'm talking about those. This is ahead of their time. This is late 70s. They had electric cars.
Wow.
I remember going, one day I'll win lotto.
They are the luckiest kids on the planet.
So cool.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
We're talking about Luke Newton being a bit of a legend, the man with the people slide up there at Heathridge.
He went and found from an old indoor play centre a 12-metre-long, three-lane colossus that drops 4.5 metres into his backyard swimming pool.
What do you reckon? He's just got a hose hooked up to the top and that's just running water down it.
Of course he does.
No doubt.
Just a hose.
His water bill. This is what Luke had to say.
Everyone in the street has come around to check it out, even if it's just to look in awe or to have a go at it. They love it. Their kids love it. And I think it's really great for the people.
Oh, so cool. A man of the people.
Love Luke.
Well, we want to know what you've seen when you've looked over your neighbour's fence because, you know, people have seen this slide and gone, we're not happy.
Yes.
Mm. Courtney's in Secret Harbour. Courtney, what have you seen over the neighbour's fence?
Hi, guys. When I lived in Africa, we lived in a bit of an apartment complex and we had some wild monkeys running around.
Yeah.
When I looked over the fence one day, I could see into my friend's yard and I thought he was in there playing on his bed, but it was actually one of the vervet monkeys. Somehow got inside.
Got into his house.
It did, and then it went and sat on the kitchen table and was eating that out of the fruit bowl.
Oh, really?
Cheeky monkey.
Yeah.
Things very you don't cheeky. Expect to see.
And how big are these monkeys, Courtney? Are they sort of like chimp size or a bit smaller?
Oh, not quite chimp size, yeah. A bit smaller.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, I want one.
My dad had a pet monkey when he lived in Africa.
Oh, really?
As a refugee, they all had pet monkeys.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, was your dad Tarzan?
No. Cool.
Thanks, Courtney.
Good one, Courtney. We'll go out to Glen Forest. Anne-Marie, what did you spy when you looked over your neighbour's fence?
Well, I was actually the lookie.
Oh,
I'd had a swim and I'm lying beside the pool and I was topless.
Mm.
And I'm having a nice little sunbake and that feeling when someone's looking at you and I look up to see two coppers on horses riding the lane way behind my house.
You got...
Oh, I nearly died.
Did you just laugh it off, Anne-Marie, or did they pretend they didn't see a thing?
I just sort of waved.
And the thing that makes that sort of doubly awkward is that coppers on horseback, they actually go quite slowly.
They do.
So it's quite a long viewing time, isn't it?
Yeah, and we had like a really high fence.
They just got higher horses.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, that's still, something refreshing about being nude in your yard though, isn't
it? I love nuding up.
Yeah?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Oh. Yep.
Not enough of it. Well done, Anne-Marie.
Funny how those police just kept going past Anne-Marie's place.
Yeah, on the beat.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Every morning I get up too early. It makes me surly getting up that early. Matt's World.
Oh, I'm feeling a little bit emotional this morning.
Oh, Maddie, what's going on?
Oh, I don't know if I want to talk about it. It's just that there's something going on in my life and it's pretty heavy and it's this. It's the start.
Damn you, Dutinsky.
Of the ashes.
I was worried about you.
Oh, thank you, darling. And I saw that look of concern in your face. That's why I couldn't make it go on for too long. Now, we've talked about this before, and I get it, right? Not everyone's into cricket. I totally understand that, but I really, really am.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel, because I'm not really what you call a nationalistic person. Like, I love Australia and I support us in whatever we do, but I don't get sort of rabid about Australia. But in the cricket, I do.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
There's something about... I don't know if when you've been a kid, and Claire, I know you can relate to this. I mean, that's all we did.
Mm.
We played cricket from the second we got home till it was too dark to see the ball. We played cricket.
Okay.
Even if you had no,
all the time.
Even if you had no mates, you would bowl to wickets. You know what I mean? Like, you would bowl to wickets just in the nets down the oval.
Oh. Well, you and I have talked about the fact that we were very similar. We used to score little games that we were playing by ourselves. That's how lonely we were as children.
Also, there's got to be a lot of number of people, big number of people out there who had test match the board game. That thing wouldn't have sold otherwise.
Not the new one with the plastic guys. It had to be the board game. You know, bowl, bat.
Yeah. And, you know, Boogie and I, we bonded over cricket. Told you many times that Boogie lived on the same street as me, and it was because I said, hey, do you want to come over and play cricket, that we became best of friends. And the only time that we ever fell out, we didn't speak for like 3 months, was that we was over a cricket decision in the backyard, whether it hit the Hills hoist on the full or not. Yeah. And this was before DRS,
so we
didn't have any video, you know, and so we didn't speak for ages.
That's the review system in cricket.
Yeah. I guessed.
The decision review system. Yeah. But, you know, so much of my young life thinking about Marshy and Lily, like before I ever took a drink of alcohol, I knew the story of Rod Marsh drinking, what, 30-odd cans something of beer like that, on the flight between Australia and England. And I wanted to emulate that, and I did.
Yeah, good.
Never the cricketing stuff. And every time, because Mum's in Mount Lawley, I drive up Central Park, Central Avenue, and there's that Schoen Park.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And every time I go past there, I remember, because that's where I got my best ever figures.
Yeah?
Yeah. 3 for 18 off 8 overs.
3 for 18.
Including 2 caught and bowled.
Hey, listen to you two.
Were you a quicker or a medium pacer or a spinner?
No, I was the Polish workhorse, mate.
Oh, were you really?
Yeah, bounding in, first change.
The trundler.
The trundler. But everyone's getting very nationalistic, and our dear friend Knowlesy, if he's not hanging out with the schoolies by accident,
yeah, of course,
he's bringing out great Australian music. Gilly's getting wickets,
Bunter's clearing crickets. Oh dear. Horny's just the best we've ever seen.
Come on, Aussie, come on. Hey.
Is that sped up a little bit?
Oh, yeah. He's modernised it, but Knowlesy knows how to treat a classic.
I think you're right. He's had some helium.
So we are 1 for 17. Stoneman and Vince are in at the moment. We got rid of Cook. It's a great day. It's a great day for me personally and a great day for Australia.
Matt's
World. Over the years, the Chaser has gone to war with, well, everyone.
Now in our new podcast, we've joined with Border Force and ASIO to interrogate the scum that threaten our way of life.
Writers, thinkers, and worst of all, comedians.
Extreme Vetting with the Chaser. If you like comedy or national security, catch us on Podcast One. Download the app or listen at podcastone.com.au.
No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
Claire Z, Matt and Kimber here with shy, retiring mum, indoorsy type superstar Janelle Koenig. Good morning.
But not retired yet.
No, not quite.
Not retired. Matt, today Comedy Lounge opens. How exciting.
Very exciting.
So exciting. So much work for us.
Yeah.
Your venue.
Yay.
Yay.
More late nights.
Have you been to the venue?
Oh, it's lovely. It's incredible.
It's so New York-y.
Yeah, it is.
Amazing.
Should we leave? Do you two just want to hang out on your own?
Sorry. Mum is the word. The word is the word that you heard. So for the first time ever, my two girls got to go to Rottnest Island on the weekend.
Hey.
Yes. So I was performing at Rotto Fest and I brought the girls with me because it was basically cheaper to do that than to pay for a babysitter for the whole day.
Yeah.
And Rotto Express have a quokka passport so kids can go for free.
Oh, fantastic.
Brilliant. Yeah, my favourite price.
Yeah.
And they had the best day. And when we were on the boat, I said, look, I don't think we're going to see a quokka.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we'll see one. So, you know, if we see one, it'll be pretty special.
Okay.
Knowing full well.
They'd see a million.
Yeah. Yes. You were preparing for
very clever.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Prepare them for the worst.
Of course.
That's my mothering style.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they had a great day. They played. They met kids. They interacted with the quokkas and the peacocks. And they just loved it. And they said, when Dad comes back from work, he's FIFO, we've got to come back here. This is the best place ever. And I thought, this is amazing. This place is on our doorstep. We were so excited to do that and to have a lovely, lovely day. Until.
Oh, here we go.
Until.
They saw your comedy show, which is not appropriate for kids, Janelle. No, not appropriate.
They were outside.
Okay. Oh, okay.
They had an iPad.
Drunk quokkas?
No, they were. So we were underneath the pine tree where there was a collection of quokkas. I don't know what the collective noun for quokkas is.
A brood.
Is it?
A club?
I'll take it.
The quokka club.
But don't club a quokka.
No.
And so the quokkas were eating those green seed pods that had fallen from the pine tree.
Yes.
The long seed pods. Now, a woman walked past who may or may not have been inebriated.
Yes.
She was. And she saw my kids feeding the quokkas these seed pods that they were already eating.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this woman screamed at my kid, at Mairead, if you feed them, you will kill them.
Oh.
Right.
And Mairead had gone from this gloriously happy, enchanted child to this devastated, bawling her eyes out because she was going to kill a quokka.
Of course. Scared, guilty.
Scared, yeah. all of that stuff. And, of course, that brought out the mama bear in me.
Yeah.
And I said to the lady, you know, respectfully, they were on the floor. They weren't eating
twisties.
Wasn't
twisties.
A Mars bar.
Yeah, it wasn't quite, yeah.
No,
yeah.
It was something that they were already eating.
Yes. Yeah.
And it just ruined the day. So if that lady happens to be listening right now, you really broke a little girl's heart.
Yes.
And I think that goes for everyone that is interacting with children, especially when they're not your own.
Yep.
Maybe think about things before you open your mouth.
Yeah, well, I think that's a lesson for adults, talking to anyone, not just the way you talk to kids. Think about what you're going to say before you say it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, someone tried to give Kimber some cheese and I went them and said, if you feed that to her, will kill her.
With happiness.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now. The moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, this guy's wife goes into labour as he rushes to the hospital from work. He tries to ring through to get an update, but he fumbles to type the number.
Yeah.
And he accidentally calls the local cricket club and he goes, look, hey, how's everything going? I'm on my way. And the guy goes, yeah, good, mate. So far there's five out and the last one was a duck.
Oh dear.
Ashes theme there, lovely.
Ashes to ashes.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5. Discover Clancy, Matt and Kimber's latest adventures weekday mornings. And discover Manjimup, Pemberton and surrounds at australiasouthwest.com/secretspotsandstories.